You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Associate Minister of Local Government, Louise Upston, has announced a second tranche of proposals as part of the National Action Plan to reduce the risk and harm of dog attacks. BFM reporter Christy Waugh spoke to Louise about the proposal and started off by asking her what exactly defines a menacing dog.
It's both. So currently in the dog control legislation, a dog can be classified as either menacing or dangerous based on its breed. There are four breeds and one type of dog, and it can also be classified based on its behaviour or a deed. So if there's been a serious attack on an animal or a person or behaviour that animal control officers are concerned about, that dog can be classified.
Now today the government's announced that it's helping with funding of, I think, $850,000 towards neutering. So how will neutering help the situation, and also how do we go about getting the neutering to happen?
So in the announcements I made a couple of months ago, I said that it would be mandatory to have all classified dogs neutered. So as a way to incentivise owners to bring their dogs in and get that neutering happening, the requirement. Yeah. A subsidised neutering program. And so information will be available through local councils, and some will come on board with lower registration fees and microchipping, which will mean greater support and service for owners of classified dogs.
Within your latest plan, what are some other things that are going to change?
So one of the other changes is that if you have a classified dog, which is a higher risk dog, you'll need to get a licence to own that dog from your local council. Again, this is based on saying we want to make sure that we're reducing the harm from dog attacks, and we've identified that there are some dogs that come with higher risks, and we want to make sure that those owners are aware of the greater levels of responsibility that they will have.
I also know that under the new proposal, animal shelters can't find new homes for dogs unless the owner has the new high-risk license or whatever. What does that what does that mean for all those dogs that are left then?
Yeah, so what it means is that we only want those dogs to be rehomed if the owner has a license, which is the requirement anyway. So it gives the shelters an opportunity to adopt out dogs if they can find suitable licensed owners, because those owners are the ones that understand the greater responsibilities in owning classified dogs.
It also says that ministers of local government will have power to establish regimes to regulate dog breeders. So
yes. There's been interest from other stakeholders, including the SPCA, to have a licensed breeder regime. So at the moment, it's going to be done on a voluntary basis, and I've included a regulation-making power in the legislation so that if the voluntary regime for breeders doesn't sort of work out, then we can look in the future at having a mandatory regime to regulate breeders. And part of that is to address the concern that, you know, puppies are going into households where people either aren't aware of what their responsibilities are. And as a country of dog lovers, we want to make sure that every dog that goes into a new family, a new home, is loved and looked after. And part of that is making sure the breeders are aware of their responsibilities.
Right, and that includes that if something were to happen and someone got hurt, there are will be stronger consequences, is that correct?
That's correct. So one of the other changes that I've announced today is to increase some of the infringement fines and also to increase the penalties. So if somebody goes to court and there's a successful prosecution, the penalties will increase. In the most severe cases, it will mean lifting the maximum fine from $20,000 to $30,000. And currently the maximum term of imprisonment is 3 years, and I'm proposing to increase it to 5 years.
Right. So overall, all the things are sort of to help people take the responsibility of having a dog a lot more seriously, especially kind of breeds.
Yeah, so the majority of dog owners won't be affected by this reform. We've focused very deliberately on where the risk is and identified higher risk dogs that are currently classified and making their owners aware that they've got greater levels of responsibility in keeping the community safe.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.